All right, so this is fun with real audio. You can play some music here, Mino, with a twist.
What, that there's no audio?
Because we don't have any audio, but that's the plan. But we're going to play a little game here, Mike. I want everybody, that includes Ty and Mino, I want everybody to raise their hands if they feel that they have been involved in a bear trap moment in the last couple of weeks.
Bear trap moment?
Yeah.
Give an example.
Where foot is...
Like when you are wirelessly interviewing a woman and you ask her if she's married and she says, no, my husband's dead.
Yes, that is bear trap moment.
Okay. I mean, I walk into them constantly, so, I mean, it's possible it's me, but nothing specific comes to mind.
Where you ask a woman if she's pregnant
or fat.
Just fat.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Hey, are you pregnant or just fat? And honestly, isn't the answer usually both?
Yeah. Yeah, of course it is. Mino, anything?
Can't think of anything.
Ty?
Can't think of anything.
What about,
you, Mike?
You.
Nothing comes immediately to mind.
Oh, Mike.
What do you mean immediately?
Well, then let's take immediately
this
and think a little deeper. Anything? Anything pop up?
I walk into them all the time.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I'm a walking
bear
trap.
Anyone in particular that may have been on a public stage of some sort?
A public stage?
Yeah, I think that's actually the perfect description.
I think it's the exact description.
Mike?
Just raise the hand.
Yeah, maybe.
All right, let's go back.
Let's go back to the weekend of March 7th and 8th.
When Mike's band went up to Denton, Texas, to Dan Silverleaf.
Damn, I thought I was going to skirt this.
That's why we let it go a couple of weeks, so you get that false sense of security.
Oh, man, I did it. I actually got away with this.
Oh, boy. When
where Petty Theft was playing in front of a packed house at Dan's Silverleaf. And I'll let Mike take it from there.
Or I can just read the email from the guy that was sitting next to him.
Go ahead. Let's hear what he has to say about it. And
somebody tweeted that night. I guess you guys played. Was it a Saturday or Sunday?
It was a Saturday.
Okay, so I got the tweet on Sunday about, oh my God, did you guys hear about Mike's Kanye West bear trap moment at Dan Silverleaf? And I said, direct message me.
We didn't want this on public forum.
No.
That's crap.
Yes. So from what I understand, the petty theft gig was just at a frenzied moment.
Mm-hmm.
Fans were going crazy. The band was just hitting their mark.
Blood being spit out of pod pieces.
Yes.
Fire.
I mean, they're
illuminating above the stage.
They are at the apex of their performance. Knee braces are shooting out flames. And Mike is getting everybody riled up in the crowd, apparently. And asks the entire crowd, come on, everybody, get on your feet, stand up.
Now, is this not a gig where there are tables?
There are tables.
There are tables.
Okay. But you feel so enthralled by the moment that you want everybody up, right?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
And I was down there on the floor amongst them.
Oh, even better.
Perfect. So,
the stage dive? Was it a stage dive?
You could say that.
Okay.
So everybody stands up except one guy,
mm-hmm.
who Mike peers over and realizes that there's one guy not playing by the rules of standing up and rocking out real hard.
With petty theft.
And he goes, quote, oh, we have a cool guy over here. Mike walks over, looks down at the man sitting in a chair, but not just any chair. Because this chair has wheels. And,
yeah.
And then you hear like this really off chord, you know.
No, what you heard was me saying, oh.
Oh. Oh, no.
And apparently, the guy was a huge ticket listener, a big P1, and was laughing, thought it was really funny, and told Mike that he wouldn't tell anybody up here that that had happened. But that did not stop his best friend from selling out the whole situation.
No, I got a couple of emails on it, too.
Look, I knew that I had no chance. I started to fall on the sword the next day.
You should have.
Well, I didn't. I thought I could... After a little time passed, I thought maybe there might be a chance.
You thought you were in the clear, didn't you?
I did.
So you're demanding...
That was a Joe Biden moment.
You're demanding that men in wheelchairs now stand up for you.
Yeah, what are you, Jesus? You trying to heal the lepers and raise the dead?
I'm telling you, I have never had a worse moment in that thing in my life. in
rock,
I guess,
and roll?
Yeah, that.
Let you stand up!
In, like, 11-plus years of doing it, I've never had a worse moment than that.
The best, though, is it's not just that he gets everyone to stand up and there's one guy that won't. It's
right.
That he addresses him, and he addresses him with snark.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Got a cool guy over here.
Hey, Coolio, what's your deal, man?
Oh,
you can't walk.
And then did you say anything after that? Or was it just, and then you walked away?
She was an American girl.
Well, we finished the song and finished the night, and then after we were done, I went down there and talked to the guy.
What'd you say?
I said, dude, I am so freaking sorry.
And what did he say? He laughed, didn't he?
Oh, he laughed. The guy couldn't have been more good-natured and good-humored about it.
Oh, man, that is...
I mean, that could have been so much worse, but I owe the fact that it was not to him and only to him.
Did it affect you greatly the rest of the show? Was it on the back of your mind?
Yeah. Yeah, it was...
I would have been nervous.
I don't know if I was nervous or if
anxious.
It was apparent, but it didn't go away. I don't know if it showed or not, but it didn't go away.
It's hard to shake something like that mid-concert, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
So Joe Biden did it. Kanye did it. Wouldn't he the last rock star besides Mike to do it?
Yes.
Where he demanded that everyone get up.
And... So we've had a vice president, the most popular... pop star in the world,
uh-huh.
Mike. I'm Mike.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait a minute. Surely. Oh, yeah.
And I'd like.
Oh, God love you.
Yeah, this is the Joe Biden moment. You can turn it up.
Oh.
On purple. Okay.
That Chuck Graham, state senator, is here. Chuck, stand up, Chuck. Let him see you. Oh, God love you. What am I talking about? I tell you what.
We're just one gunshot away from that guy
awesome
in the country.
Was that a similar O? He lets out a little O, too.
No, my O was different.
That Chuck Graham, state senator, is here. Chuck, stand up, Chuck. Let him see you. Oh, God love you. What am I talking about? God love you.
What am I talking about?
His O was more like O.
Yours was O.
Mine was O.
Well, I'd like to thank Hawk on Twitter for pointing this out.
It was Hawk the one?
Yeah. The great Hawk.
Yeah. Shout out to Brad, too.
Was that your buddy in the wheelchair?
Yeah.
And you know how he is already about the handicap.
Oh, I know.
I have no problems with him. I sympathize with them.
You avoid them.
No,
like
I don't.
The plague.
I
had to go get you a six pack of beer because you didn't want to see a guy walking around with his colostomy bag
you
in Florida.
Not.
I
did too.
That gribbles.
You
never had to give me a sixer.
I'm not going in there.
What is this?
Really? Dunham.
What the hell?
And Miller.
Yeah.
Dunham.
And Miller.
Most insane song ever.
This is where I will fart.
All right.
Hi, George.
Hi, George.
Hey, it's so funny you guys are talking about this because I missed. I saw Ryan's today. We had, you know, we have meetings all the time just because we like being around each other.
Right. Sure.
And we saw each other today. And I meant to ask him about this because my son was there.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Who, Brent?
No, Blake.
Oh, damn.
You know, because he lives in Denton, and I meant to ask you about this because he came home and he goes, man, Mr. Reiner had a huge e-brake.
Mr. Reiner.
Yeah, I sure did.
He was there.
Oh, God.
He loved petty theft, and he told me the story. I went, oh, my gosh, that is a Joe Biden moment for the same thing you guys did. I bet Mike felt really bad. I meant to ask you about it.
Oh, God.
Is the worst, too, George, not the fact that he goes, oh, what do we got, a cool guy over here?
The whole thing was bad.
Actually, sir, I'm in a wheelchair.
Yeah, do you mind? Son of a bitch.
All right.
Oh, man.
He should have looked up at his, whoever he was with and said, come on, let's get out of here. But he didn't. That guy was great about it.
Full disclosure on this. I was also told by my son that he said, man, Mr. Reiner also uses some really salty language when he's talking to the audience.
What are you doing, man?
He's drunk. So they're just knocked.
He said something about it. He told all the MFers in the house that they're about to turn this son of a bitch off.
What are you doing?
Turned up. I'm working street, man.
Street?
Yeah,
in
I'm
Denton,
working street.
In Denton, Texas.
On Industrial.
Fry Street.
Oh, man.
So great.
So, yeah, Ryan's out there just really. And that's the thing, he said this right. He said that thing to the guy right after he said they're about to turn this thing off.
This is in the same floor ranch.
God, what?
What are you doing on the floor? What are you doing?
It's part of their show. It's good.
You walking around and high-fiving people and stuff?
He's getting out there amongst the masses. That's what I'm doing.
Do you understand at remotes, George, that this is a man that keeps his headphones on and holds in his urine for 4.5 hours so he doesn't have to talk to anyone?
I do not.
Yet
I do not.
Yet at these shows, he's, hello there, what's your name?
Yeah, let's turn this son of a bitch up.
I'm a man of the people wherever I go.
He's out there walking around with his wireless microphone, trips over his own TiVo and spills a table of drinks.
Well, hello there, Wheels.
But yeah, you get a couple of vodkas in him, he's going to check out just how many house frows are in the house. Oh, you're awesome, Mike.
Oh, God.
Thank you, George.
Thanks for the nut kick.
That was a wonderful cherry on top of that tail.
I had no idea he was there.
Damn.
Yeah.
Oh,
man.
Yeah. Yep. I love
George. All right, well, yeah, that happened. What can I tell you?
Here you are 2 weeks removed just thinking that no one will ever hear about this, ever.
Real.
Your demands of the handicapped.
Yeah.